When my dad and stepmom created the Green School, I was really surprised. They're always up to something amazing. They're always thinking outside the box, really. Green School, to me, as a parent there now, seems like this just extraordinary magnet for people who are up to realizing what the world needs next.
Education needs to change, it needs to adapt to the future. At Green School Bali, our students learn to make the world sustainable. We believe the purpose of education should be to make the world a better place. Welcome to the heart of school. This is my favourite part of the school, for sure. It's got so many different parts to it, so many angles. Exciting, mad, and fun, but a beautiful place to be. Being wallless has its advantages, obviously connected to the environment, the natural environment. There's also challenges within that too, because it's quite distracting. But it's okay to get distracted by nature. Middle school students this year actually started their own kitchen and designed a whole restaurant system with waiters, chefs, managers, accountants, everything like that, and then provide a food service for the rest of the school in their learning. I think most of the time our students are going home with really rich learning experiences and stories. You know, they might go home and say, I read a really cool book, but they are definitely going home and saying, we built a new place for the chickens. They're the real experiences, the real memories we want to create.
When the timing aligned that my dad and stepmom had started to build the Green School, I walked into Heart of School and I was just like, what is this? I had to be part of that. For the past 12 years since I've been back in Bali, each of the new buildings on campus at Green School, my team and I have developed to grow it, to grow the campus over the years. The latest is the Green School Arc, which is this incredible sport space. We wanted to create a space where your whole body wanted to throw a ball in the farthest and highest arc you could. But more practically, we just needed to think about how to span that space with no columns in between.
It is by far, I think, one of the most beautiful, epic gyms in the world. It's so massive, so intricately designed, sustainable bamboo material. There's just something really epic about bamboo and its ability to bend and to create shapes inside shapes. Thank you.
bamboo was long understood to just be a short-term, humble material useful for simple things in village life across the tropical parts of the world. You couldn't count on bamboo to create long-lasting structures until you had a proper treatment solution for it. Because if you don't treat it properly and protect it from insect attack, then it won't last. But for the past 2 decades now, almost, we have had a way to naturally treat bamboo. We've made it salty enough so that the bugs aren't eating it anymore. Bamboo buildings can last as long as wooden buildings can. And by the time technology creates additional treatment solutions and design ingenuity evolves it, we will have buildings that can last hundreds of years. We can have a gorgeous, glamorous, luxurious home made out of the same material that will be so important and useful for creating relief housing and all kinds of practical, much more important basic necessities in the world. The whole structures around Green School are a promise to the kids that beautiful, sustainable world is possible. And that element of beauty is only relevant in that we're emotionally compelled by a sense of wonder when we walk into a beautiful space.